of a bitch! The little freak is right. All right, Dave screwed us. And he's not the only one who screwed us. We have been getting screwed by this system. The system that forces us guys to like girls. All right, we're getting pushed into this. What if we just take the girls out of it? We can have our own system. It's a counter system. And then you do things together. You swim, you row, you boat, you eat, you stink. We can just be guys. You can have sex. You can do it, you know, many guys at a time, but it's not gay.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, your loyal, loving host, John Papagiorgio. With me this week, my very special co-host is none other than my French buddy, my former expatriate, Richard Killiam. Rich, say hi.
Hi.
There you go. Those levels are awful, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, am I too far from the mic? Hold on.
Something just sounds bad in the mix. Whatever.
Sounds bad.
Whatever, very professional. You start off by bitching about the levels. Well done, champ. You can listen to the show archives. They are at inpapasbasement.com. I upload these bastards every, about 2-3 hours after the show's done. So if you're not catching us live, just go to inpapasbasement.com for show archives and the blog. If you want to listen to us live, we're doing it every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On channel 37, if you have Cox and for some reason are inclined to listen to radio on the cable. And if you have Comcast, oh God, are you going to Beavis your way through the whole thing?
No.
If you have Comcast, we're on channel 27. And if you're poor and don't have a cable box, we are on Cox channel 10. You can also listen live online, www.fcac.org/WEBR. And you can pick whatever stream you want. I think they do real audio and Windows Media Player and
excellent
all the other crap.
Entertainment.
Before we continue with the show, I just promised I would give a Rosh Hashanah shout-out to my buddy Steve Rudin at Channel 7 Weather. Rich, is it still Rosh Hashanah time? I don't even know if I'm behind the curve on this one.
According to Colbert, the Jews are supposed to apologize.
Are they?
During this time period. So it's still on.
Steve, I want you to call in and apologize for all the Jewish things you've done in the past year.
All right. Way to steal a joke.
What is with this giddy, horrible laugh?
Trying to do Robin Quivers.
Oh, you're the Robin to my Howard. We didn't bring our appropriate wigs. I don't have the shades on.
I have the breasts.
This is true. All right, Steve, if you're bored and want to call in to Atone in any way whatsoever, 703-560-TALK. And for all our Goyim listeners, you can call in to 703-560-TALK as well. But yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out to him and the rest of the Channel 7 crew. We got, of course, Doug Hill. There's also other Steve. We got Chris. We got Mike, Brian. Over at TOP the last year, I've worked with, you know, a lot of guys. I guess if you listen to TOP, they're big names. But really, the only time anyone recognizes anyone I've worked with is I'll be like, hey, I was talking to Doug Hill earlier today, and they're shocked. They're flabbergasted. They're like, oh my God, you've spoken to Doug Hill. That is crazy. I know that name carries little cachet with you, but
who's Doug Hill?
You were in France for the past 3 years. Doug Hill, yes, is like the weather god of this area. He is the weather. He's the Ron Burgundy of this area. And it's pretty funny that I get to talk to him.
Okay.
So Doug and all. Shout out. Shout out done. Shall we get to the outline?
Okay.
The awesome outline for the show.
Let's get to it.
We've got my trip to the doctor's office yesterday. We've got my gloating over Megan Fox's film Jennifer's Body bombing like crazy. We got me getting a reckless ticket.
Ooh.
We've got all kinds of French stories for Richard Killiam to tell us.
Possibly.
And then we're going to get to
this show's about you, John.
A special topic that Rich and I are big fans of. Special secret shame that we share that we'll get to later on the air.
Don't be ashamed.
What am I pussyfooting around? Is it a homosexual relationship? Are we into Judy Garland? What's going on? Well, you're going to have to listen to the whole show to find out. That gem's going at the back. Going at the backside. Maybe that's the secret.
It's an exciting weekend, For that
particular thing,
yeah,
we share.
Exciting weekend.
Our deep, dark secret that is ours and ours alone. Until I broadcast it on air in about 45 minutes, so stay tuned. Well, I'm going to get to my trip to the doctor's office.
So exciting.
You need to shut the hell up. You need to play along. This is Team Papa Giorgio, and you need to be a part of it.
Papa's basement.
Thank you. I went to the doctor's office for the past 18 months now. I have been on stop pretending to give fellatio to the mic. What are you, eight? Come on.
What are you talking about?
I need you to just be on the same page here. I talk, you react.
I'm listening.
Okay, Fraser Crane. Now I'm just watching you jump up and down your seat. Okay. Past 18 months, I haven't had a real job, and I've been doing the Cobra coverage from my old job. Jesus Christ. If you don't shut your effing mouth, we're going to...
Fred laugh.
You need to just be you.
Reaction.
You need to just be you. And that's right. Fred S. Jackie Martling. Going,
oh, yeah, right.
Ow! That's kind of it.
Well, it's reacting to the joblessness.
Okay. I've been working, but it's all part-time crap. Nothing that's given me insurance.
Okay.
And I've been... That was perfect. Yes. Proceed. That's what I want. And my time with Cobra. Are you familiar with Cobra at all, Rich?
I am not.
Cobra is... Why are you spiting me now?
What?
You need a happy medium. A happy medium. You don't need to sound like you're on diazepam, but something.
Diazepam?
Yeah. Isn't that Valium?
It's when you're sniping.
In Metal Gear Solid.
Right. I'm glad we have the same references.
Yes.
By the way... That reference does work for a lot of people. Like anyone like 25, male, you're like, that is just like diazepam. And I'll turn to you, Metal Gear Solid. Yes.
Do you remember taking out Sniper Wolf?
Like you could just know based on a demographic if they'll get that reference. But,
yeah. Well, given our demo of my mother and internet coots that find our podcast months later. We might get a little recognition there.
I know someone in our demographic that will instantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stannis?
Yeah.
Okay.
.net.
Stannis.net. Check out that blog as well. Delightful.
Mm-hmm. Exciting blog.
All right. For the past 18 months, I have not had real work. And I've been riding the Cobra coverage, which is pretty much prolonged, continued insurance coverage that your old job gave you, and you pay out the ass for it. That's coming to an end, and I need to get actual insurance for myself now. And that involved me going to the doctor's office yesterday to get records of how many times they've given me Dexedrine for my ADD at age 28, which I may or may not take and may or may not sell to people. And I may or may not have said that on the air. Yeah. Rich, tell me in France, what's the whole swine flu situation?
This is
our background noise. Whenever we talk about France, I'm going to be playing this for the rest of the show.
That's pretty funny.
Thank you.
Okay. Fair enough. Swine flu situation is pretty... Well, I've got a unique perspective on it because I've just been living at my grandma's since right about May when I moved out of my apartment at the end of the school year.
Okay.
I was in school for a couple of years, moved out of the apartment. And my grandma has like a pretty heavy regimen of TV watching.
Okay,
and so she doesn't watch the best channels. She doesn't watch the young people's channels.
So it's kind of like reactionary old folks TV she's watching.
Right. I mean, there's no Fox News. It's the Channel One is like the channel that the people watch. You know, like, and when I say the people, I mean the guy in a beret that you can't understand what he's saying, and he's living in like. About 50 miles from any public transportation and has, like, goats in his front lawn.
So
he's watching that channel.
You're saying the French version of a hick. And there are lots of hicks in France. We kind of always take that for granted over here.
There are hicks everywhere, man.
Yeah, exactly. Everywhere. There are hicks in every country. But France, you always
hicks
think...
Hicks kind of in a... Yeah, I mean...
You
I
kind of think sophisticated when you think France. But no, there's a lot of farmers.
Well, not a lot of tourists go to those places. You know...
So it's a big deal over there, long story short. Like, you're saying a lot.
I'm saying it's a big deal on that channel. That particular channel was like...
For the hicks in France,
like, the news was like, someone died of swine flu, you know? And then, like... But then I started paying more attention. I didn't pay attention for a while. And then I started paying a little attention. I was like, man, this is kind of scary. I'm hearing something every day. Like, what is this? I don't even know what it is because I didn't care at first. I thought it was like another avian flu.
I'm the same as you. I just could not care less. It's like, it's going to kill old people and toddlers. Am I either? No.
Yeah, but then I read that it kills young people, not old people.
Really?
So I was like, whoa, I might actually be concerned. Like, I don't care about anyone else. But now I'm going to actually look it up on Wikipedia. You know?
We have the same thing going here. Like, I can't tell you how many stories at TOP I've had to edit where it's titled swine flu. Flu swine. Swine. Flu.
Really?
Dude, it is our bread and butter. There's one reporter in particular. She's a real sweet, sweet lady, Kate Ryan. I think she's like on the swine flu beat. If I don't edit 3 GD swine flu stories from Kate Ryan a week, you know, I don't get it. Well, we love it. It's our go-to. People love the swine flu talk here. Mm. I don't pay attention to it. I'm like, bring it. As long as it's not the 28 days later disease, I really don't care if I catch it. Yeah. Anything short of like HIV or cancer in my NADS, I don't care. I really don't care. But that's apparently not the attitude that they have in America's healthcare centers. I walked in, people everywhere were in like the outbreak masks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were cans of sanitizer everywhere. I get in, and within 5 seconds, I'm starting to go into like a cold, panicky sweat. I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? I could have called in to accomplish this. I'm in perfect health. I'm going to die by the time I walk out. Dustin Hoffman's going to be giving me an injection right in time.
Ah, we love that movie.
It isn't bad. It's got Morgan Freeman, and it's got Rene Russo.
Love Renee.
Back before she got really old.
Big fan.
Big fan. I like Renee, too. I always thought she was kind of sexy.
I really don't. But back to the swine flu.
I was shocked, man. Apparently, it is a big deal.
I took a plane Wednesday. There was a woman in one of those masks.
Yeah, I would feel like
she was
such
not
a...
Asian.
Yeah, I would feel like such a joke. And these people were like, there were cans, like big foaming cans of sanitizer. Not even like that Purell hand pump crap. I'm talking stuff that came out like with like a nitrous propellant, you know, like a whipped cream can of sanitizer. Just like fly out. What kind of clicking noise are you making that the microphone's picking up loud as a bell?
Oh, sorry.
What was that?
Marker.
Please put away the dry erase marker, Rich.
It's the swine flu.
You and your busy hands have been made nervous by this. I was just shocked. It was moms taking in their kids for their flu shots. Everyone was panicked. They had the swine flu. I just kind of was taken aback by it all. And then the real show started. And this pretty hot Persian chick walked in.
Just
and
Persian, yes.
Was
yes.
really dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time just plunks her big Persian butt down and starts rocking back and forth in her seat going like, like almost like she's rocking some Benoit balls
Wait
or something.
Wait a second. Where is this going? Should I be like undressing?
Yeah. I mean, is this like the Richard Gere gerbil story? I mean, what's coming? Well, she must have just had some kind of violent stomach flu. But being a hot girl, she felt like she had to dress up. Even going to the doctors. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen like a hot chick who's violently ill and refused to let her kind of like sexiness drop even for a minute?
Mm.
That is the first time I've really ever seen that. Because usually it's hot girls who are barfing left and right after a party.
Yeah,
and,
drunk girls. Yeah,
and if you're drunk, they let it go. They don't realize what the hell they're doing. Mm, brilliant. But this chick wasn't drunk. And she was doing her best to still look really sexy. While she's like clutching her gut, rocking in the fetal position, and then for about 8 minutes straight vomiting into a trash can.
Ooh.
In front of everyone.
Oh.
And it was such loud, powerful vomiting that pretty everyone from the floor kind of like started looking down the hall to check
the sound,
out.
Do you have the sound effect? Can we get that?
I have.
Brace yourselves. The area of penetration will no doubt be sensitive.
That's Spock talking about penetration?
When do you estimate penetration?
And that's Kirk talking about penetration.
Nice, nice. Well, not quite what I was looking for.
No, I just have penetration. I have things about doing it.
Looking for something a little bit more, yeah.
A little vomity.
I
don't have any vomit sound effects.
I actually really hate the sound of vomit. It's pretty awful.
Upsets my stomach.
Yeah.
Freaking lubes up my guts. But it was
How do you
just,
know this girl was Persian?
You could tell.
Okay.
You could tell.
All right.
She was something olive-skinned and gussied up to the nines and
big... Persian to you is something, you know...
Anything Middle Eastern.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw out Persian. I've got an eye for these things, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give three-fifths odds at worst she was Persian. Might have been Afghani.
Okay.
Something like that.
Afghani, yeah, well...
All same difference.
Odds are against that.
They all hate us.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed the show. I kind of started talking to a nurse and making conversation about this woman vomiting.
Mm.
It thoroughly entertained us that much. Just the degree to which that entertained us is the degree to which the show is not entertaining you currently. As you stare over the mic at me. Like, what are you doing, John? What did you bring me into?
I'm waiting for the next guest to come in.
We got nothing, Rich.
Oh,
it's just you just me? And me. None of my regulars. It's just you.
No musical guest.
I got nothing, Howard.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing in France, you know, after a while, they started having the typical. They've always got the naysayers, you know, on the talk shows, and so they had.
What are French talk shows like?
Oh, that's,
I mean,
well, that's a whole other topic. But
we have time for it.
This doctor kept going on TV saying it was like a conspiracy by the WHO.
Really?
Like the director of the WHO is in the, is getting like lobbied and paid by what's the name of the Tamiflu? Like the Tamiflu gut people are like, yeah, this is a really bad disease. You better like up the disease cat level. And like the WHO like president was like, okay, you know. And
isn't it like openly agreed upon that it's less lethal than the standard flu?
Yeah.
Why isn't that the end of the story?
Because it's new and I don't know.
I mean, I know people need to make news stories because they need to fill the news day. That's not stretching the truth. That's just what happens. You dig
for
a story.
Can't show Obama's dog all day.
What the hell was the dog's name again?
I don't know.
It was like a Portuguese what or something.
Obama.
Yeah. It's Obama backwards.
Obama.
Amabo. That's the dog's name.
Oh, really?
No. That'd be funny as hell, wouldn't it?
No. But so some guy kept saying that it was all a conspiracy, and then they get really into it. You know, this is where you get the music going.
Really,
like,
animated.
And it's like there's people dying all over the world of smallpox in Africa, and like actually I probably have that wrong, but something in Africa, whatever disease in Africa, like by the millions, like every year.
It's that flies around the eyes disease, whatever that
might
be.
Right. And we're worrying about this, and like, you know.
Whatever. That doesn't affect us. Of course we worry about what affects us.
Yes, but that's...
I know. I'm so bad for saying that. That's just how people are.
But yeah, the talk shows are long.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Bill Maher last night. Interesting contrast.
Still on HBO. Still on HBO.
He had some serious guestage.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He had... Elliot Spitzer...
Okay, Spitzer's been making the rounds. That guy,
okay.
Banging that hooker is the best thing he ever did for his
career. Oh, he's the
guy
that, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that banged an actual hot hooker.
Oh, he didn't even talk about it
last
night.
Like, all these guys in power, that's lame on Bill Maher's part, by the way.
Yeah.
That's so lame on Bill Maher's part.
I totally forgot because they wasn't mentioned.
No, he's the guy, it's like the first time any politician has ever effed anyone hot.
Really?
Yeah. God, like
you don't
Monica...
like Monica Lewinsky?
Well, yeah, she set
in her
my heart
in her own, you know, Jewish little princess way.
No, she's beyond gross.
I'm into you, and I'm hard.
Don't you? That was Bill coming on to Monica.
Okay.
Spitting some solid game. Do you want to hear some other pickup lines?
Sure. That's
hey, I was
good.
Born to fertilize.
There you go.
That's good.
And
she wants me to give her the D.
There you go. From a very bad movie called Sex Drive that I nevertheless enjoyed on Netflix streaming.
Oh, Sex Drive.
Sex Drive, about a guy who meets a girl online and drives to bang her.
Wow.
May or may not be called the John Papagiorgio story.
All right. All righty.
All righty. Well, my next celebration is that Megan Fox's film, it just tanked like an MF or Jennifer's Body, made under $7 million.
I don't know who Megan Fox is.
That's really what I was going to jump to quickly. Is she at all international? Because in America, People cannot get enough of this chick.
I personally might be out of it. I don't know.
She is the new It Girl. Did you see either Transformers movie?
No.
Give it a French pronunciation. Transformers. Say it. Come on.
Oh man, what is the name? What did they call it?
Les Transformers.
I think it's just Transformers. Yeah, I think it's just Transformers. Right?
Say it again.
I think it's Transformers. I don't know. I might be.
Okay.
I didn't see it. I saw Terminator Salvation. That was my.
She's kind of the It Girl right now over here. She is adored. She's considered the hottest.
Show me a picture.
Okay. I'm going to punch up some Megan Fox. You pad for about 20 seconds. Just say stuff in French. It's really funny.
It's funny?
It's not funny. It's not fun.
I was just going to say that maybe I'm out of it for not knowing Megan Fox. I mean, there is a whole. Like, I know Zac Efron's really popular over there, but, like, with a different segment than maybe, 28-year-old men.
Punching up some Megan Fox for you.
Some 28-year-old men might be into Zac Efron. I mean, you know, it depends on what you're into.
Maybe it's the two of us. You'll have to stay tuned to the backside of the show to find out.
Oh, right. There's
again, this is In Papa's Basement.
Subplot.
Papa's Basement with your host, John Papagiorgio, co-host Rich.
Papa's Basement.
If you feel like calling in, you can reach us at 703-560-TALK. I may or may not pick up.
560-TALK.
Yeah, how can you not go wrong? It's a talk station. It's got talk.
I'm going to go Rain Man on you.
Okay, come over here. We got some Megan Fox for
you. Oh, I'm coming.
Rich is walking over and looking at Megan Fox pictures.
She's scantily clad.
Here is some. Okay, there's her dome piece. With her big Angelina lips.
Uh-huh.
And then we got, we got something saying this link is not working. That's hot. And then, here, I like this picture a lot. Here's a ton of Megan Fox for you. There she is, sucking on some cherries.
Yeah. She looks kind of like,
There she is. It's her being all Megan Foxy.
All right. She reminds me of someone.
Who does she remind you of? Angelina Jolie is the constant comparison on these shores.
Really?
Yeah.
That is.
She's kind of got the inflated lips, the bright eyes with the dark features.
Negative.
For my money, Jolie's much, much sexier. But
yeah.
Megan Fox had an effed up childhood, I guess, or so she claims. And so she always.
Aww.
Yeah, exactly. So she's constantly bitching about that. And she, for the past maybe 6 or 7 years, has been banging Brian. No, not 6 or 7. Maybe like 3 years has been banging Brian Austin Green from 90210 fame. And I just despise her.
Okay.
I really hate anyone that's popular for any reason.
Oh, really?
But her being considered such hot ass when she just had, you know, the lips done and the nose and.
Yeah, she looks like the plastic surgery chick, basically. Like the standard.
Just don't get the fuss.
I've had a lot of plastic surgery.
She's got so many people blowing smoke up her ass that she really does think she's smart. And so it really gave me.
Smart.
Oh, she thinks she's gifted. Oh. She talks.
Kind of like how Julia Roberts has like a high IQ or.
Yeah, all these actresses, they're so GD brilliant too. I mean, it has nothing to do with every guy they ever encounter wanting to get in their pants.
Oh.
Nothing at all. So she tanked. Her stupid movie tanked.
Can I burp?
Yeah.
Okay, well, too late.
Well, make it happen now.
Nah, I bit it off mic.
You're killing me here.
No, the chica that's all over the tabloids and stuff over there is Eva Longoria. She was all over the place
a lot because she's married to Tony Parker.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, you know, Desperate Housewives.
Oh, is that a big thing thing. Where did you come back from again, Rich?
That would be it. France. Southern France.
The south of France.
I was in the south. That was, no Edith Piaf there.
All right. Well, she's hosting SNL tonight, and I hope it's just one big apology for her abortion of a movie. And I hope she tanks SNL. And I really just want to see her career go down the toilet.
Is SNL not tanked yet? Like,
Dude, I'm just saying, like, I hope she flubs a million times.
Uh-huh.
Like, reveals that she has no personality.
No, I'm just wondering about SNL because...
How's it hanging tough?
That institution was like...
It always gets these breaths of life. It's like killing Jason or Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
You stabbed it, like, 8 times, and then Tina Fey does her Palin impression, and suddenly it's the most relevant thing on the air again.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's right.
It's had that, and it had that guy Andy Samberg doing the... SNL digital shorts, which have been really popular.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's doing well as a show.
Is that like online stuff?
Yeah. Get this. They were called digital shorts, but they're always originally shown on air.
Uh-huh.
And then they were turned into like YouTube clips later.
Oh, well.
You sound really excited.
Yeah, I don't know. SNL just makes me yawn. So I left like what, 3 years ago?
You left 3 years ago.
That was not its peak, and I don't think it had had a peak since. I mean, for me,
I would say
God, since like 99.
Maybe its last peak was with Ferrell and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of anything.
There was in the 2000s. It was like nothing.
No,
just Ferrell doing.
It's
Bush.
Because when we grew up, we had the best crop since the original bunch. You know, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, Chevy. Chevy. But we had, Adam Sandler. I mean, look how Adam Sandler and Mike Myers. Those guys are rich beyond I don't know what. And they came out of the SNL system.
Mm.
And you still know names like Dana Carvey, David Spade, Phil Hartman.
Spade, yeah. No. Hartman, man.
Hartman hasn't been doing much lately. I wonder how he is.
Oh.
Poor Philly. Yeah. Poor Philly and Chris.
Such a shame.
Oh, Marge Schott reference. An impression of Marge Schott done by Billy West that two people are going to get, and they are in this studio.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Phil Hartman. Yeah, you know, it's I always try not to have these knee-jerk, like, our generation was better. Oh.
I'm just being
this generation sucks. Your bands suck.
I would like to think I'm being pretty objective on that one.
I was a kid, you know.
Yeah, just in terms of
but it really does seem like, what do you got? Like, if you're a kid now, what are you listening to? I mean, Default?
I can't say much about music. I really don't keep up with music anymore. But I can say pretty definitively with SNL, we really did have a good cast. They went on to host, like, they did a lot of good sitcoms. They did a lot of movie work. I mean, just in terms of money they brought in.
Mm.
What, is Daryl Hammond going to give the memory of Chris Farley a run for his money?
He's not so bad.
He isn't, but he's not starring in any films, for the love of God.
I saw 30 Rock, actually, over in France.
I like 30 Rock.
I really didn't get it.
Really?
Yeah, no, I mean, 30 Rock's just
fairly enjoyable.
Pretty average, I thought, you know.
I don't get people who are really into Tina Fey sexually.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Tina Fey fan.
She's not really attractive for my money.
I'll take her home, you know, show her to the parents and...
Well, that was kind of the next subject we were going to get into, Rich.
Oh, fascinating subject there, yeah, this one.
For those that listen at home, Rich, he dresses really well.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd look at Rich, and you'd go, Rich should be doing well with the girls. But Rich, I don't know, how many girls did you get in college?
In
college. How many girls did Richie get in college?
We don't need to. Well, does in college mean? Like, you meet them in college and you're in college?
Anyone
when you're with
you
them
slept
or
with
over the summer
during your college years?
Oh, okay.
We're gonna establish Rich's overall headcount here.
I think you might be. I mean, I don't think it's that bad.
Really?
I don't know. Let me think.
Rich doesn't kiss and tell. Going through his mental Rolodex.
This is actual penetrative.
Penetrato.
Okay. The home base.
Yeah, you've got to land in the aircraft carrier.
I believe I hit. I mean, I don't think I went above 5.
Okay.
No way. Yeah.
Okay.
No way.
So you had 5 during your college career.
No, less.
Okay.
Less.
We're going to give you a generous 4 then.
Okay. Yeah,
It's generous.
It's generous.
And, I mean, because I'm dealing with it right now.
I'll tell you my favorite story from France. This is pretty good.
Okay. I was going to get into, you've never.
No, but this relates. It relates.
No, I wanted to set the ground that, like, you kind of, a couple years ago, you left the country and you're like, hey, screw it. I'm going to get a job in France. And you speak fluent French, so it's no big deal.
Uh-huh.
And I want to assume at least part of the motivation was I really dig French chicks, and I think I can really tear through those French chicks.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Okay, so you get over there. You get over there 3 years ago.
Okay, so
your first impression of the women.
Oh, my first impression? Well, first I mean, impression. I'd been there before, but...
this is the first time that you're
thing,
alone and
I
you're
gotta
on the
say,
prowl.
Yeah. I got to Paris... Paris is actually, it's kind of its own thing. I think everyone thinks of France, but it's actually Paris.
Okay.
And much I think I hear the same thing for Italy, like Rome has the women, you know, where you go into the back streets of Italy, like the, you know, you're going to meet like the Hannah Montana of Italy, and it's not going to be great, you know, but like Rome is like where all the models and actresses are. And Paris is just kind of absurd. Like every woman is like it just gets annoying. Like I had a friend who was like, we're just like, come on, what is this? You know, it's like every woman is hot. You know, you're on the subway. They're all
so you, every you chick you were seeing was attractive.
No, I mean
not
like,
every, but a lot. We're talking.
The thing is, I think it hits that like you don't want to build it up too much because I remember my friend Stan from Stannis.net.
Okay, Stannis.net, fantastic blog.
Such a catchy website.
Give inpapasbasement.com.
He flew over. He flew over. He was like, oh man, you've been talking about the French chicks. He's like, oh, not that great, you know? There's like a lot of average chicks, you know? But the thing is, like, yeah, obviously.
Man of impeccable taste.
Right.
On.
Well, yeah, you're making some arguments there. But the thing is, there's enough hot women that if you just, you can spend all your time looking at them, you're not going to see the stuff in the background, you know? Like, there's a constant flow of hot women to look at, you know? You're looking around, you're like, oh, she's hot, she's hot, she's hot. There's no.
So compared to New York City, it just pummels in NYC, you're saying?
Well, New York is its own thing, man. Like, first of all, you take the subway in New York, you're hearing French all the time. I mean, like, half the people there, it seems, are French or foreign or something.
I was going to say Puerto Rican, but go on.
I mean, there's everything, like, really. I mean, New York is, like, pretty exceptional. You know, I don't know. I've never been to L.A., but it's its own thing, man. Like, they got the scarf going on. I'll tell you one thing. My first impression, I got there in November. So it's winter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell, it's winter all the time in Paris. But so they're all wearing these like leather boots that go up to the knees.
Yeah.
And this again, Stan was saying, is not so great. But I dig that. You know, I thought that was pretty cool. The leather boots. You know.
I kind of dig a go-go looking boot. Yeah.
I mean, it's tight. You know, get the tight, and they also always have the tight black jeans. You know, that's one thing. You know, I actually thought about it more on my last couple days, because I knew I was like, this is what I'm leaving, you know? I'm looking at women in the street, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to see women like this. And there's a lot of, like, average women. Like, I was waiting for my train in Marseille, and there's women, like, you can see, like, it's the kind of morning after woman where he's like, oh, morning after, what's that going to look like, you know? But they got the makeup, they got pretty well put together, they got probably the boots, just kind of a nice look. And they're not necessarily skinny, right? Like, I saw one.
Really?
I'm thinking of one I saw that she wasn't skinny.
I was going to say, my impression was there were probably maybe not the best features, but they're going to be, like, all trim and all dressed up.
Right. Well, there's a lot of skinny girls, but, like, even the ones that aren't necessarily skinny, first of all, they're not, like, obese, like, by any standards, you know?
Like the women of another country.
Right.
We may or may not be living in.
But they're wearing, like, tight pants that kind of, like, they're just like, here's what it is, you know, like, and
just showing off the ass for all.
Yeah,
it's
the
worth.
Ass, you know, the ass. Like a lot of like a lot of like the darker, you know, the darker women to put it nicely.
Okay.
And
I mean, are you going for like southern France? Are you talking about the North Africans? Or
it's kind of hard to tell, man. Like they could just be, you know, dark Italian chicks, or they could be from, you know, Algeria. You know?
Yeah.
So I mean. Anyway, in general, just like the Mediterranean type, they got the ass,
big nice ass.
As the infamous Anthony Stets put it, not a bad ass.
Okay, I'm digging.
Yeah, inside jokes. But
I'm glad you've turned this into a podcast for Stannis.net.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope we have to put it on there actually.
Yeah, why not?
Why the hell not?
But yeah, like I took a train. Oh, this is a good one. I'm thinking of the train ride I took up to Paris. I flew out from Paris, and it was pretty empty. This girl's talking on her cell phone a couple rows back. So a girl's about to sit next to her, but the girl's like being really obnoxious. So the girl just looks at me and is like, "No one's sitting, you know, in front of you." And I'm like, "No," you know. I make the gesture, you know, whatever.
Sit in my lap. Let me clear you a place to sit.
So
wipe the sides of your mouth.
So she sits across from me, and I'm like looking at her, and I'm like, "This is like." You know, this is like one of those things where you haven't gotten laid in the wire. Like, this is the most beautiful
girl
I've ever seen. I'm in love, you know?
By the time you get to France, and this is what we're going to start touching on.
All right.
This is what we've been tippy-toeing around. How long had you not been laid since, like, at the point of your arrival in France? How long had it been?
I don't know. It's been a while. Jeez. I think I dated a girl a few months beforehand.
Okay.
So I wasn't more than like 6-7 months. I'm like one of those guys, and I think there are guys like this now. Now I've got this theory. There are guys that just go for like 6 months, a year, uh-huh. and they just don't do anything. Like they might as well be like a monk in like Tibet.
Yeah.
And they just don't touch it. Well, then they touch it.
But. Yeah, I was gonna say, good lord, man.
But no one else does. And then you just like you hit like a you know you hit a cycle, and you're like, this is it. I'm going out, you know, and you're fertilizing the crop. And you have like a good run. Exactly. And yeah, like I'll tell you, the worst thing is I got to Paris and I didn't know what to do with French women. I didn't know what
I'm into you and I'm hard.
Yeah. Like I was like that. I was like Babe Ruth coming into modern baseball and just like trying to like these old
playing
techniques.
Juice.
It's like, why am I not getting any home runs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because I remember I first party I went to, I was doing great, but I just didn't know what to do with what I had. Like this skinny, attractive girl from the from northern France.
Uh-huh.
Who was trying to be an actress or something. She's like, oh, an American guy. Really cool, you know? Like, give me your number. And I'm like, holy
you
crap.
You are gay.
And we went out like two or three. Okay, here's the movie I took her to see.
Okay.
Okay, this is 2006, I think.
Yeah.
Beginning of 2006, maybe, when I found
out. What'd you take her to see?
Okay, take a guess. What's a really bad movie to take a girl to see? That was coming out around then.
Oh, God. Give me the genre, at least.
Drama. I mean, like, just like, you know, drama kind of American.
Like was there like a Schindler's List too?
No. Like, I'm talking like awkward.
Awkward. Something like a guy doing a kid or something, maybe?
Close. Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, I took a date there too.
Horrible.
Yeah.
You are gay.
And like, French girls are pretty conservative when it comes down to it, you know?
You said it's like really, really Catholic deep down, like every chick.
No, I mean, like, they're not really religious, but, I mean, they're not going to be into gay guys, you know? Like, there's a lot of these American girls who are like, oh, gay guys are hot, you know?
Yeah,
I didn't need a lot of that, you know? And anyway, this girl in particular.
American girls named Richard Killian.
No, man, like, I don't know. And the weird thing was I just didn't know how to, like, I think it just was not a good idea to take a girl to that movie. Unless you're really secure in what's going to happen.
I did, but. I never really heard from her again. She was smoking hot.
Same for
too.
Me, man. I never
smoking hot.
I never heard from her again after Brokeback Mountain.
No, it was like the most awkward IMing afterward, like maybe once or twice, and that was that. It was like the smoking hot blonde art teacher. I mean, really, really a dolled up chick.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff. And I took her to Brokeback, and I remember thinking as I was watching it, I'm like, I can't get too into this. She's gonna really wonder about me. So I'm like kind of wisecracking like every 15 minutes, you know, like I'm playing like the little theater clown and there were good jokes. I mean, the actual theater was laughing.
Oh, God, I did that too.
Yeah. Like there's one scene. I remember this really vividly.
Yeah.
You could tell from the beginning of the flick that Jake was going to be the pitcher or I'm sorry, the catcher.
Right.
Like you could tell they got into those roles pretty quickly. You're like, Heath's going to be the pitcher. Jake's the catcher. And they're like futzing around at the campfire, and Jake Gyllenhaal bends over and gets on all fours. And I just let out this really audible, uh-oh. And the whole theater loses their ass. And she's laughing. And like, leave it to me to think building romance with a woman is like entertaining her and making her laugh. Like the whole time,
I'm like, that's what they say. I love guys that make me laugh.
It's such bull ass. It's such bull ass. My God. The whole time I'm like, oh, my material's killing. I'm so gonna get some later, and that's it.
You know what I think the problem is? Now that I think about it, I didn't realize it before, but the making jokes is like she's gonna be like, he's not comfortable with like, you know, like he's awkward about the gay thing.
It was just bad all over. Like I didn't have any confidence then. Like I was a total pud.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't dressing that well, and I was driving my mom's car at the time. So it was a bunch of stuff, but I'm still going to cite Brokeback. I remember it was the same weekend, I think it was Date Movie came out, just one of those horrible parody movies where they throw, like, everything at the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, let's go see Date Movie. And I'm like, how about Brokeback? And she's like, ha-ha, very funny. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'll never see this girl again, but I will remember watching Brokeback. And I will resent if I'm forced to pay for date movie. So let's go for Brokeback.
Yeah, date movie. But you know what? If your goal is to have a date, go to date movie.
Go to date movie. Not the one with guys getting...
I thought I'd get points for like kind of being like... Because in Paris, that's a big thing. You know, it's like artsy and like respected, you know,
when
Brokeback
do you
Mountain.
Penetration?
So, but that didn't work out, man. That just didn't work out.
It
but
was.
The worst, but I was.
The area of penetration will no doubt be sensitive.
Sensitive. Leonard Nimoy. But I was. I had already lost from a long time ago with that girl, though, because we were walking around on one of the bridges in Paris. You know, like literally the archetypal thing, like next to Notre Dame. And like it's all a sunny day, the sun is like reflecting
and in the background.
On the river. Exactly, it might as well have been that music, like the part in Sicko where they're walking around in France is like ridiculous. Have you seen that movie? Like,
no, I need to.
When he goes to France, it's just like over the top, like people kissing and like, and we had just gone to like a museum to watch like this to see this black and white photograph of like people making out.
Oh God, okay.
And I still did not make a move. Like, she was sitting there next to me on the bridge, and I'm like...
You need to...
And I'm like, so, you want to hang out, like, this weekend,
God.
You know? Like, she's just, like, looking at me,
this
like,
stuff is
do
so
you have
pain?
A male genitalia?
Yeah, do you have, like, a single ball in there? Like, I'll settle for one.
Yeah, so that was the beginning of my stay. And I gotta say, though, there's this other movie that probably no one saw here, but it's with the guy from Kumar. It's Kumar from Harold and Kumar.
Okay.
And he's like... son of an immigrant, and it's like story of his life.
No.
Anyway,
no.
He meets this really hot Indian girl who spent some time in Paris, and he's like, oh, like when he knew her, she wasn't hot, and like she came back, she was hot. He's like,
oh, Slumdog Millionaire. Yeah, I saw that.
No, it's not that. But
oh, okay.
I forget what it's called. And he's like, how did you get so hot? And she's like, Paris, you know. And like,
yeah.
I saw it when I was there. I was just like laughing with my friends. But man, after 2 years in that city, I knew how to get a girl. I gotta say.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And how many girls did you sleep with your last year or so there?
Well, not many, but that's for the last segment of our... That kind of ties into, you know, like I said...
By not
cycles,
many, what
man.
Do we mean, Rich? How long has this cycle been, Rich? You must be building up to a hell of a kahuna coming down the pike.
Oh, man. I think this might be the longest I've gone.
Hell of a sexual typhoon... In the weather report.
This is the longest I've gone, I think, because I think it's been over a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Over a year.
Hmm.
I'm going to cry on the air.
Yeah. It was like a Barbara Walters interview. I finally got tears.
Yeah, man. It's been a year and
11 months.
Okay. 11 months.
If any of the girls are listening to this podcast down the pike or you're listening live right now, please call into 703-560-TALK. I'm going to try to get my boy, Rich.
703-560-TALK.
703-560-TALK. Going to try to get...
I'm telling you, it's cycles, man. Cycles.
I want to start this cycle.
It'll start, man. It's, you know...
I need to start this cycle right now. We're going to jumpstart this cycle. And if you're a guy and you want to just call in with a girl's voice...
I gotta say,
Rich
though,
can pretend.
It hasn't been for lack of offers and stuff. Like I've been in situations where I could have, and I don't know, man.
Just lost that killer instinct.
Yeah, I'm getting old or something.
She's this bunny, and you've just got these claws.
I got
man.
These claws. Got these freaking claws.
Oh God, I'm so glad you could track with that.
Oh yeah.
No one else I'd have in this studio would track with that.
Really?
You
That's
got
such
like
a
that.
Defining movie, man.
Not so much outside of our little geekies. I mean, like, you have to be a certain level of I'm into movies to know that one, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I thought about people our age. Because like, I remember a senior year of high school, that was a big one.
Yeah, over at TJ, where it's like people who are like, I'm into movies.
We were normal there.
Yeah. That voice is pretty good, man.
We're talking about 10th year reunions coming up. We got a guy who went to prison for pedophilia.
Whoa.
What's not normal about that? Is that wrong?
I'll say one thing I remember about TJ. Like, how many kids ended up gay or bi?
We'll find out. We'll like, find out. 10th year reunion coming up.
Yeah. I mean, I guess some well, did I know at Tilly too, but at TJ it was like right off the bat. Like people were like, yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah.
That's what kind of took – I mean, it was just kind of – when you're 2019, you really don't expect to see that coming. Not that I really give a crap whatsoever. More power to gay people.
Yeah.
Quote George Carlin, they leave more women for me. Wish the whole world were gay other than me. God, I'd live like live like a king, man.
Love George Carlin.
That's a freaking great point.
Oh, man.
Live like a damn king.
Yeah,
so man. By all means, man, go gay. Go very gay.
All I know is I was on Facebook and I was like...
Brace yourselves. The area of penetration will no doubt be sensitive.
I saw this guy, the last name of one of my good, you know, guy I knew from high school. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I didn't know I would Facebook friend his sister. Like, he changed his name from Jeremy to Jane.
Jeremy to Jane.
Like, instead of Jeremy in front of the last name, it was Jane. I'm like, oh, I guess I Facebook friended his
sister. So this would be like if I was dealing with Richard Killiam and suddenly I see, like, Laura Killiam.
Yeah.
And it looks like he with long hair. And I'm like,
I think it'd be more like Rachel. You know?
Rachel Killiam.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, go on.
So yeah, I click on it and I'm like, what's the deal? Who is this person? And it's him in a dress. Like, him in a dress and long hair. And the status is like, these hormones are kicking in, you know? Like,
oh, wow.
And I'm just like, whoa. Hey, now. That's something.
That's pretty magical.
Yeah, it's magical.
pretty magical. Well, so, I mean, can we hold in the big secret of the episode any longer? Or?
I don't know. It's up to you, man. I didn't tell my story about not getting things in high school. It's pretty good, actually.
Go on about it. We can get to a certain magical tale another day, maybe.
Well,
tell me your story. Tell me your story.
Do you remember?
I've missed talking
to you. Allison Swint is.
No, I do not remember who Allison Swint.
Well, since we have an audience, I'll go into detail.
Tell the story on the air. Tell the story.
She was well endowed.
At this point, this is a story for like Stan and Steve and how many other friends of Rich.
I got to tell you, I've never told this. I've told this story very few times.
Okay. I need full background. You need to explain. You met a girl in what grade, at what school, what?
Okay, this is eighth grade, school with you.
Okay, eighth grade.
We went to middle school together, audience.
We both went to Rocky Run Middle School, a real toilet. In eighth grade, I was like a little headbanger. I was busy, like I couldn't keep my hand out of my shorts. I'm listening to Metallica and Pantera and Slayer and whatever the hell else I listened to back then that just repulsed women. And that was my life. I watched Beavis and Butthead all the time.
Oh, so good.
My uniform was black boots, long hair, Metallica t-shirt, and jeans.
Yeah.
That was my life. You can summarize my experience there, thusly.
Yeah. I was playing Doom a lot. Doom 2.
Doom 2. A lot of Doom 2.
A lot of Doom 2.
Listening to Don and Mike and
Weird.
Stern.
I listened to Stern, yeah, but Don and Mike, not so much.
Not getting any. We'll get to that again.
Well, I was eighth grade. I mean, who really, you know.
Guys had, like, little pretend hold hands girlfriends and stuff that you at least kissed.
I had a girlfriend for about a month, remember? What's her name?
Go on.
She was, like, kind of almost albino. I'm not going to say her name on the air.
But, no, I don't remember your girlfriend.
Apparently she's, like, pregnant now or something.
Okay. Thanks for leaving it hanging on the air.
I don't know.
Okay, so in that context where Rich
it's not relevant.
Rich is part of our peer group, and he's actually with a girl. You've got about 6 minutes to spin this one.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I was a little eighth grader. I didn't know what was going on.
No one does in eighth grade.
As Larry David says, I don't know what's going on down there. You know, under the pants, got the hair. Who knows what all that stuff is.
Okay.
Anyway, this girl was kind of the hua of Rocky Run Middle School. I'm surprised you don't remember her. She had like really piercing blue eyes.
You need to understand, like at that age, how foreign I thought sex was. Like it boggled
exactly.
My mind that people I was associated with could have sex. Like to me, sex took place behind, you know, in front of cameras, far, far away. And people took pictures of it for computers, but it's not something real people did.
Yeah, well, I think...
still a philosophy I have to this day, probably a little messed up, but...
This girl was probably not doing it in front of a camera, but everything. But I mean, like she Kevin Hoyer, you might recall him. She was like going out with him for a while.
Okay.
Possibly going out with some other guys. I mean, she was voluptuous.
Okay.
I mean, she must have had like D's.
Okay.
In eighth grade.
God bless her.
I mean, really, they were huge.
Okay.
Anyway, she lived across the street from me. And I don't know. I really have no idea why. I don't know if she thought I was cute or what was going on in her mind. She decided, I don't know what we were talking about with me and my best friend who lived down the street.
So this is what, going on one day after school?
Yeah, one day after school, got off the bus, and she's like, why don't you come back to my house?
What's she wearing?
I have no idea. Okay. All I remember is that I was freaked out.
I'm just trying to make the story sexy.
Because she wanted me to go to her house.
You're 13, 14?
What's sexy is that she was saying, if you go to my house, I will go down on you. And I don't even know what that means. I'm in eighth grade, you know? All I know is
it's
something I probably want.
Okay, you're in eighth grade. She, like, literally, what are the words that come out of her mouth?
I believe they were a little more vulgar than what I said. I don't know, you know, on air.
Say it on air.
She said, I will S your D.
Okay. Okay. There is no
misunderstanding.
She
actually said it. I was, like, going nuts. I was like, does this really happen? Like, what is happening? It's like if an alien happened. You don't know what to had to react. I was, like, it's, like, 12 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, no, this is, like.
Or no, what, 14?
This is effing Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
And the hatch opens and you're just like, what?
Anyway, I thought it was a joke. You know, I'm like, this is a joke.
Yeah, you're like.
And then she's like. But what I remember is that she was, like, really insistent. And that my best friend, he was like, what the F is wrong with you? Get over there or I'm going to punch you in the face, you know?
I got to say, God, if a girl just straight up offered me, would I have chickened out at that age?
I totally chickened out, man. And I was
so,
like.
So, okay, your reaction then.
And I regretted it for years.
Well, you just, you kind of what? You stuttered and you're like, no?
I was just like, yeah, you're joking probably, you know? Ha 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 ha. And then she's like, no, I'm not. Come in. And I'm just like, I don't know. You know?
Jesus.
Like, I had no idea what to do, you know? And I was like all nervous and I don't know. Who knows? I just, you know, probably ran away. And I just remember she's like really insistent. She was like, come on, I'll do it, you know? She just like wanted to, I guess.
God, you are showing me a picture of this girl the instant we get back to my joint.
I don't know, man. Like, I think I must have just been scared or something. I think it's one of those things where it's part you don't believe it, you know? It can't actually be happening. And part just
why would
fear.
A girl like you? A girl's going to be
right.
setting you up.
Right.
That's how
like
warped we are, by the way. That's how little we think of ourselves, the two of us behind these mics.
Well, come on. It was eighth grade, and like she was like one of the cool
people.
Oh, it doesn't.
Like, even to this day, if a girl's like, you're really hot, let's go somewhere. I'm like, what, so I can get mugged? You're not getting me this time, sister.
I've seen X-Men, you know, Mystique. She gives him a pill.
Exactly. Oh, so Magneto, so Ian McKellen can kill me later by pulling metal through my blood. Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, yeah, that's totally.
Got you this time, you blue bitch.
We're like watching that movie. We're like, I would never do that. I would be like, no, I can't get with you.
Yeah.
I'm scared of you, woman.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah,
God, so in eighth grade, turned down that which is most
sacred.
And years
later, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that would have changed my entire life.
It really would have.
Because once you've had that taste.
Well, like, you wouldn't have been doing it at least twice a week after school?
I would have been hitting on girls like crazy.
Are you kidding? Well, I'm just saying.
Like, do you want to go to prom with me? No. Do you want to have sex? Okay.
This girl gets off your bus with you. That would have been like your ritual. Like, I went home and watched Gargoyles in eighth grade. You would have been like, oh, hey, it's Tuesday. You know?
I don't know, man. I don't know what her intentions were.
To make you happy and to be a dirty girl.
I guess, man.
Both very, very
parents were
worthwhile things.
I was freaked out, man.
God damn.
Can you imagine, like, I think about it now. I'm like, dude.
That is
I would have been like a badass for years, you know?
That's
like the only guy in my peer group that would have, like,
yeah.
hooked up with a girl.
That's like, okay.
For at least 2 years, I would have been ahead of the curve.
The girl in the pink jacket and Schindler's List, who you see in the corpse pile near the end,
yeah.
That's sadder than Pink Girl.
Pink Girl.
Pink Girl,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's, I swear, I could write a book, just memories like that. I think I should.
Of just stuff you failed at sexually.
Would you read that book?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Book. Especially you put a teaser chapter online. That'd be gold, man.
I could totally do that, especially to college also.
Oh, get to a quick college one. We got our outro music kicking in.
What's a good college one? I got so many in college, man.
I mean, you
Eva was this like Croatian girl.
I
told you about this.
You
one.
Lived with a girl that you never closed the deal on. You lived with her for years.
That can be justified. That's not like an outrageous story. Like lots of people have roommates, you know.
That you could have
been platonic. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
This is something different where like. This is like a group project for an English class, you know, already.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, she's like, come over to my place. I walk in. This girl's really, like, really hot, by the way. Like, she's Eastern European, tan, She's from Canada. That's always
we're going to have to cut you off there.
Oh, sorry.
But you're going to are you going to write about it on inpapasbasement.com?
I can.
Maybe some stories of failure. Rich, I had a blast with you, buddy. It is really hot having you back in the States, and we are going to tear the hell out of here, get some food, and then play our secret shame together, which is not butt sex, but Magic the Gathering.
People have to tune in next
Magic
time.
Magic Online. That is our secret shame. I let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, that's now they're not going to tune in next week.
Oh, they'll tune in next week as we tell them about our results playing Magic the Gathering. InPapasBasement.com. That holds the archives of the show. You can hear what you just heard again because it's so nice you want to hear it twice. You can listen live again next Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. And if you are a degenerate that wants to, for some reason, watch radio, well, you got Cox Channel 37, Comcast 27, and Poor Person Cox 10.
Oh, poor person.
Rich, you got anything? Rich Killiam? That's a
thank
no.
Thank you for the fish.
Okay, that works. And I'm John Papagiorgio, and I'm out of here.
I want to say something to you. I don't give a fuck about you. But I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time. Listen, it's been fun. Thank you very much. Good night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.